just around Texas and Oklahoma.
Well, I'll be darned.
She's born right down here, but she calls them Ingrams. She sure does.
Well, I have looked all over, and I haven't heard anybody call them Ingrams, and
yes,
I know
sir.
Somebody does.
Yes, they do.
She was born in Oklahoma?
No, down in Texas someplace. I don't know, way down eastern Texas down there someplace. But I have heard her say that.
Finally found somebody who's heard somebody who can...
Yes, sir. Say Ingrams. Sure did.
That's strange, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you somebody else that I heard call Ingrams, and that was my mother's father.
Where was he from?
He was born and raised in Missouri, and he went to Denton, Texas, right where my dad and his folks came from, and then they moved up here. My mother, my dad and his father settled here, and my mother's father and their family settled over west of Mangum.
Gee whiz, good and close. In a way, good and close.
Yeah, it was a long ways then.
Boy, yes.
Man, yes, it was a long ways.
You don't realize it, but if you run out of gas or something out there at night and have to make the walk, it's still just as far.
Just as far.
This is annoying to me, too.
Yes, sir,
I run out of gas a couple times, and even 3 miles, it passes so quickly in the car.
Oh, I know it.
Did you grow those small round vegetables, probably the first ones in the year to ripen, grow into the ground? You eat them and they're hot?
Well, that is a radish.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had that in the garden, too.
I don't think any garden's complete without those darn things. They aren't worth a hoot, but then we all... Everybody grows them.
And, cucumbers?
Yeah.
So
I grew some of those last year. I trained them on a trellis.
Oh, I just love them.
Oh, that's neat when you put them on a trellis. You don't have to poke around in the bottom.
And vines to get them.
I think I had out, I planted a dozen and I took the 6 best and threw the rest away and just put these out and fertilized the dickens out of them. And boy, I thought we were going to give cucumbers to the world.
Yeah. Oh, and they make the most delicious pickles.
Yeah, we didn't have that
if
kind.
You take the little ones when they just get about that big and make these little sweet jerkins. They're delicious. Really are.
What do you call it when you take onions when they're young and small and serve them on the table green?
What do I call them?
Yeah, serve them with radishes and things like that.
In a salad?
Yeah, well, no, just in a dish there. Maybe you'll take carrots and slice them and put them on, and then radishes, and then these little onions.
What would you call it?
Oh, green onions.
Green
fresh onions?
Fresh onions. Oh, yeah, we call them fresh onions.
Fresh onions?
Mm-hmm. Fresh onions, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we call them.
When you get beans, if you want to, what do you do to them before you serve them?
You mean green beans?
Yeah.
Now you mean that's a fresh bean?
Yeah.
Well, you have to pick them first, you know. That's to snap them. You take both ends off and pull the strings off of them. Break them up.
Cook. How about these large yellow flat beans?
The same thing.
Big fellas.
Lima beans.
Yeah. What did you call these when you were young?
Butter beans.
When you were a girl. Yeah. Now they're limas, huh?
And they call them limas now, yeah. But they were called butter beans when I was a child.
Do you ever have any that you have to pop out of the... So you just have the bean itself?
Oh yeah, snap beans. Yeah, shelled beans. You wait till they're a certain stage, and then you have to shell them. Take them out of the shell. That's shelled beans. That's what they call them.
Did you ever have any of these brown
pinto beans?
By George, I like those.
Oh yeah, they're delicious.
What do you call it? The tops of vegetables, the tops that you can eat, the tops of turnips and things like that.
Greens. And you get lamb's quarter and put with it. It's quite a dish, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever had any with lamb's quarter. I wouldn't. Well, I have two. I had some turnip greens this noon. It's in a restaurant. Pleasant.
Sure. Lamb's quarter is delicious if it's cooked right.
Yeah.